what they were doing is, how do we use this pandemic to suppress free speech, to censor social media and the media, to close churches, to lock down society, to force people to wear masks, and then funnel them into the chute of mass vaccination with a quickly created and untested zero liability vaccine. Every one of them does the same thing. None of them is about public health. It's a militarized and monetized response. And they're play-acting all of these strategies for how do we get Americans to go along with us. Well, the CIA, and you know, has for many, many years has studied ways of doing not only individual manipulation, but doing mass manipulation of society. How do you go into a developing country or an indigenous country, turn the population, cause so economic chaos, shut down the economy, polarize people against each other, and create violence and chaos to the point where that country will be happy to have an outside,
Machiavellian kind of stuff
come in and control the whole thing. And how do you sow fear and use propaganda, etc.? One of the ways the CIA figured out all of these methodologies, which it's put in handbook after handbook. And, you know, the CIA does not do public health, by the way. It does coup d'etats against democracy. So between 1947 and 1998, the CIA was involved in 87 coup d'etats against a third of the nations on Earth, most of them democracies. So that's what they do. The way that they studied this is they farmed out studies to sociologists at about 300 universities. These were programs called MKUltra, MKSurge, Operation Artichoke, etc. But it was all done by the universities, billions and billions of dollars.